Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. Hello, I am Lisa Dent. My first day on this iconic radio station, the station that I've listened to forever. And I'll tell you what, I had to go to my friends and say, hey, could you help me out? Would you make me feel comfortable? Would you join me on the radio on Memorial Day? And one of those people is Chef Marco De Benedetto from Gibson Steakhouse. Let's get him on the phone, Andrew. You're going to hear me talking to Andrew a lot because Andrew is my producer today. In fact, I kind of want to get a chance to talk to Andrew as well. Marco, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you done mowing your lawn?
Yeah, I got done mowing my lawn. I'm all set. It looks good now.
Are you one of those people that's really freaked out about the way it looks?
Oh, I'm crazy about the way it looks. It's almost obsessive.
Marco is the only guy that I know that comes back from Italy after a vacation with 50 pounds of cheese in his suitcase.
That's right. I pack a suitcase inside a suitcase just so I can bring a suitcase of cheese home.
That's what I love about you, Marco. So is the title correct, Executive Chef at Gibson Steakhouse?
Executive Chef of Gibson's Rosebud, yeah.
And how many steaks in your lifetime do you think you've cooked, prepared?
Oh, it has to be in the hundreds of thousands.
I would think so. That's why I wanted to go to you, because a lot of people are firing up their grill. And I'll tell you, my biggest beef, no pun intended, is that for many years when I was a single mom and you know, I still have a long distance marriage, so my husband isn't always with me. He's farming. Whatever man I have over wants to take over the grill, even if they don't know a thing, even if they don't normally eat steak, even if they don't know what a prime cut is, they want to be the person at the grill. Why is that?
Because we're cavemen in our hearts. So we're attracted to fire, any kind of fire.
So at Gibson's, you guys cook those steaks. Is it at 1,800 degrees?
Yeah, 1,800 degrees in infrared broilers, you know, crazy hot, just to get that char on the outside and lock in all the goodness in the inside, and just gives you a spectacular flavor to your meat.
And you have your own farm, right? You guys grow your own beef?
Well, we don't actually grow. Like, we're in a partnership with farms up in the upper Midwest where, you know, they grow to a specific way of feeding the cattle. And that's what we buy.
And so, Marco, when you buy, I would imagine that you have an in to get your beef, but do you buy anything other than prime if you're going to cook a steak on the grill at home?
No, never. Always prime. There's a couple places out there that, you know, you can get prime at. And we always go for the prime, even if we're making roasts. So it just the flavor is just superior, the amount of fat in there just the marbling and how it cooks out is so much better.
Yeah, it does just taste better. And my feeling is I would rather spend more money and eat less meat than eat bad meat.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Why chew on something for days when, you know, you can have a nice, tender piece of meat and it just melts in your mouth?
Are you driving, by the way?
I am. I'm on my way to go fishing.
Oh. Okay. So if you have a piece of prime steak before you put it on the grill, do you need to do anything to prep it?
Well, if you're going to be cooking prime meat or any meat, for that case, is you need to get it room temperature. You really want the steaks to be at room temperature so they cook more evenly and the fat melts better into the meat. You'll just have a better product when you finish cooking, when you set that meat aside for an hour or so before you put it out at room temperature.
You know, every time I did that, my mother, bless her soul, would freak out that I was leaving meat out and something bad was going to happen. And you can't leave it on the counter for an hour, but you really do need to do that to bring it to room temperature. That's what you're telling me, and that is safe, right?
It is 100% safe. Gina, my wife, is the exact same way. She'll just look at the meat and give it, like, you know, that slant, that cross eye. Is that okay that it's just sitting there?
Right.
And it is 100% safe. And once you do it and you get past that, you will never not rest your steak before you cook it. You got to think, if that steak is cold, hard cold in the middle of it, and you're trying to cook it, the middle is just not going to cook at the same rate that the outside is. Once it's room temperature and you can put that steak on, not only is it going to cook faster for you and give you a better product, but it's going to cook more evenly, and that's what you want, a nice even cook. You get the charring on the outside, or at least the grill marks on the outside, with the decent, with the nice proper color in the middle of your steak.
Tens of millions of people grilling out, especially today. Marco De Benedetto, who is the executive chef at Gibson Steakhouse Rosemont, is on the phone. Steakhouse, and obviously using GPS, because you're where are you going fishing?
We're going up to, one of my friends has a place up on Bluff Lake, so we're going to go out there. Instead of doing it in the morning, the only other time that you can do it is closer to dusk. Yeah. To get the fish active.
So Marco has cooked hundreds of thousands of steaks, and what he has said so far, if you're just joining us, is that it really is the cut. If you're going to have a great steak, get a prime, bring it to room temperature. It is just fine to leave it on the counter, make it sure it's out of the area where the dogs could grab it, because in my house it wouldn't last long.
No,
not at all. And then a grill. I mean, gas grill, charcoal grill. How hot does it need to be?
Well, your normal gas grill, can get to about maybe 600 degrees. The problem with the gas grill is the distance between the fire and the grill. It's not really adjustable, so you can't really get that true heat to the steak. Now, if you're going charcoal, you can bring that grate down right above the meat, and that's what you want. You want that intense heat to be near the meat, so you get that nice char and that crust on the outside of the steak. So, you know, you can do it with regular gas grill, propane grill, and get it as hot as you possibly can. And just, you got to close it. Don't worry about it. Let it sit. You know, don't start flipping your steaks. You can. It's not going to hurt the steak. Some people say just flip it once or move it once. The more you move it, you're going to get a nice, even cooking. If you just, the less you move it, you're going to get more of a char to it. And that's on a gas grill. On a charcoal grill, you got to move it a lot because it's so intense, the heat, that you need to make sure that it's being cooked evenly all the way around. So, you know, move it, keep it going, keep it moving, and you'll get a better product like that. I don't really sit behind a thing of you just let it sit and then flip it once and you're set. I think to get that really good, even cooking, you should move that steak pretty frequently.
Okay, that goes back to you guys acting like cavemen when it comes to the grill and kind of pushing women back and going, no, I got this.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, sometimes when it's my husband or friends that are over, it kind of makes me crazy because they want to keep touching it, keep moving it, keep touching it. I don't know what that is. I have a gas grill. I like it because it's convenient. Are you telling me to shut it or to leave it open? You said shut it, right?
Well, I'm under the thing of shutting it because it keeps the heat in.
Okay.
Opening it allows the less steam to build, so you get less of that graying of your meat. So you can leave it open. But just as long as you can put that heat all the way up and get it as hot as you can, for sure, leave the grill open and make sure that you're just evenly cooking it. Because you don't want that one side to be charred, the other side color to it, and all that craziness.
I'm one of those people, Marco, that I touch the steak to tell how it's done. I don't put the thermometer in. I know that's not how it's supposed to be done, but tell me that's the way you do it, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You'll always touch it. You know, at least at the restaurant, the guys that work the grills, the broilers, you know, they do it with the tongs. You know, they that steak with the tong to make sure that what temperature it's at. And, you know, even the guys that have been cooking, you know, we have guys that have been working with us for 19, 20 years cooking steaks, and they still do that feel, making sure every single steak has that same spring back to it.
That's what we're looking for. Go ahead.
No, and that, you know, and that's how they do it. They don't temp them. And we rarely get a steak back.
Yeah, well, it's Gibson's. Of course you don't. Chef Marco, executive chef at Gibson's Rosemont. Thank you so much for being my first guest on 720 WGN. Go catch a fish, okay?
Are you kidding me? To hear you back on the radio, it makes me happy.
Oh, thank you, Marco. Have a beautiful day.
All right, thanks, hon. It was a pleasure being with you, and good luck to you.